how do you know if physical symptoms such as anxiety or depression are a result of just getting absorbed in your thinking, or if there's something physically, psychologically within the body that needs to be addressed through medication due to hormonal or chemical imbalance in the brain or body, or has been absorbed in thought for too long, has been what has was created the chemical hormonal change physically?
Dr. Howard.
So they're saving the easy question, the hard questions for last, huh? Okay, so here's what I do. You have to go back to the truth. You get a question about yourself like that, and you're wondering about these physiological symptoms that come from anxiety or depression. You hear there's a chemical imbalance and go, well, what's the truth? Let's go back to what the truth is. So the first part of that is you can't have anything that we would call anxiety or depression without thought creating thinking. There's no way you can have that physiological expression without thought. Now we're talking again about a spiritual energy that comes before anything happens physically. You don't see that forming. What you get is the reaction to that thought. That's what you see. It's either emotions, it could be the physiological reaction, because when you get into what you might call anxiety thinking, your body responds to the thinking you're doing. Remember, all of you respond to what you're creating. So to find an understanding, you have to go back to the fact that there's a spiritual essence to who you are. That's before what everybody's talking about in the physical form. And that's where you look to try to get an understanding of it. So how I look at that is people suffering from depression and anxiety having all kinds of physiological feeling or reactions or feeling something in their body. However, if you start to look at the fact that all of that is a reaction to thought, you have a chance to transcend it. You have a chance to not be frightened by being in the experience of your thinking. And as you can think in a better way, everything else follows as well. Your brain chemistry and your physiology all follow your thought, follow the creation of thought. Now, what I have seen in the field, again, is that it comes from what is produced to try to be of help. And of course, brain chemistry changes and physiology changes according to the kind of thinking you've been living in over time, the kind of thinking you're living in. But you want to see that that's just the reaction to the spiritual nature of who we are, that we're creating thinking, and that thinking is creating what we're feeling or experiencing or our physiology. Now, sometimes in my work, and my work, I've seen thousands of people over the years, and sometimes people are so caught up in a reaction that medicine helps. But here's what happens to that. When people come to me after they've taken medicine, you know, and they're feeling better, they think it's the medicine. But in actuality, what's happened is their thinking has changed. I don't care what medicines you take, if your thinking doesn't change, it's not going to have any impact on you. So what I want to help people see is there's something else going on besides what's being provided physically. There's something else going on that if you can recognize will help you. So I have somebody, recently this young man I was talking to you about last night, who is suffering from anxiety, and he has had the thought whenever he goes out to dinner that somebody's put something in his food. And of course it's hard, he gets all anxious about that. And even if he has succeeded in not thinking that, on the drive home, if his body feels funny, he thinks that's because somebody put something in his food. Now, last week he came in and said, I had a week of not having that thinking. And so I said, well, that's wonderful. What did you see? And we talked a bit about that. And I said, now, did your body feel funny at all? He said, yeah, but I realized that was just like how bodies feel. They feel funny sometimes, and it had nothing to do with food. It just had something. I could think about it like that again, but I just had shifted inside. I don't know why. And it didn't look to me anymore that that would be reasonable to think. So if you're suffering from depression or anxiety, you want to go back to the truth of the matter. That I'm not saying that there's anything wrong in having those feelings or symptoms. It's just that you want to begin to look in the direction of the spiritual nature to how thought creates that. You cannot have any experience you would call anything, boredom, anything like that without thought. There's no way it would exist without thought. Insecurity. All of that must exist because of thought, the way you're thinking. And you keep looking there. It's just like this woman I shared about earlier this morning. She woke up to the fact that every day she was reminding herself that she's a depressed person. And, you know, once that happens, that's what you are. You know, and then your friends say to you, but look at your life, you know. You've got a wonderful family. You've got a nice job. And what do they say? Because they're in the reality of their thinking. They say, you don't live in my shoes. Because they're in the reality of their thinking. But what you want to see, even if you're caught in that, thinking will change. Thinking will change. Even if you're seriously depressed, you're not always going to be at the same level all day long. You're not. And you want to start looking at that. I know this is a long answer. I'm going to try to sum it up, but I have one other thought. I worked for one of my postdoctoral fellowships at the VA Veterans Administration in San Francisco in their day treatment center where people were suffering from very serious mental problems. And there were people who were so depressed they couldn't move or talk. But you know what? In 6 hours of being with them, they were not at the same level. They were still depressed, but they were not at the same level. Why? Thinking changes. Thinking will not be the same. Now, the overall feeling you have about yourself may look like the same, but your thinking is going to be changing throughout the day. And you want to start looking there. But you don't want to be wedded to having something wrong with your brain or your physiology when you're suffering from anxiety or depression, because you are the energy of mind. You are the energy of mind. And you will never, ever, no matter what the brain chemistry, lose that connection. And that's what you want to start looking at. You don't want to start looking at physiology and brain chemistry. That will scare you. It will. It scares me when I used to think there's something wrong with me. One more thing. This is outside of depression and anxiety, but I want to share with you how we are all connected to mind and the feeling of love and happiness. It is there, and that's where you want to look. My stepmother had a major stroke and was in dementia. And at first, I thought I needed to fix her delusions. So I would come in the afternoon, and she would say, she could not move. And she would say, "I've been cooking all day, your favorite meal, go have some lunch." She's bedridden. I would try to fix that. "Oh, no, you can't cook, or something like that. And one day, I'm sitting with her, she's in a wheelchair, and she said something like, "Our friend, Dolly, just showed me a new way to cook chicken. You get chicken and you dunk it in boiling water for a minute and it's cooked. It's delicious." And I just started rolling on the floor laughing. And she started laughing, almost falling out of her wheelchair. We're laughing 10 minutes in a beautiful feeling, the two of us. And it dawned on me, that's how to be. This beautiful feeling of connection, of our connection to mind, showed itself, and it was just deeply loving feeling. And I realized that that's all that she needed. Now, here she is in dementia, no memory, but listen to this. Every time I showed up, most of the times I showed up, after that, she would tell the story. Why? The feeling. She remembered the feeling. So I don't want you to look at yourself with limitations in the physical form. Not to say that brain chemistry doesn't change. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying don't stop there. Don't look as if that's you. Look to what you truly are and start to see how the thing you're calling depression and the physiological feelings you're experiencing from anxiety is being created through thought. And try to stay reflected to see something new there. So I hope that was helpful. I know that was a long answer. So I hope that helped.